Hey K-pop fans, welcome to Journeys Through K-pop. Are you a new fan who's not sure what groups to check out first? Or are you a seasoned listener on the lookout for new groups? Do you just like hearing the ups and downs of all kinds of groups? My name is Zange. I used to be overwhelmed with the sheer amount of K-pop groups and soloists that are out there. I only stuck to listening to a couple of groups that I knew I liked and didn't bother to branch out. I just thought there were way too many options out there. However, I was eventually able to branch out because of recommendations I got from friends. They were tailored to me and the genres of music I already knew I liked, so once I knew what I was looking for, finding new groups on my own was a breeze. In this podcast, you will get recommendations of different K-pop groups and songs based on genres that you may already be familiar with. You'll also learn some of the history behind each group and where they are today. So, let's dive in! Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Journeys Through K-Pop. This week we are going to be talking about IDOL, or as you maybe heard me call them in the last episode, at the end, G-IDOL. Which, technically G-IDOL is how they're spelled, but when you're saying it, the G is silent. Therefore, they're IDOL. Anyways, this is a girl group made up of 5 members. Those members are Mion, Mini, Soyeon, Yuki, and Shua. There were formerly 6 members. Member Sujin left in 2021. They are under Cube Entertainment. And something that is very unique about this group is a majority of the group's songs are produced at least in part by Soyeon. I think one of my favorite rumors about the group surrounding their debut is that Cube kept pushing it back and delaying it for whatever reasons. I think it had something to do with that they didn't have a debut song ready to go, so Soyeon just said screw it and wrote the group's debut song, so that's pretty kick-ass of her. And in later years, Mini and Yuki also contribute to writing the group's music. I believe it's mostly lyrics, but there is some composition in there as well. Alright, anyways, so onto their pre-debut. Queen Soyeon makes a return right away because she did quite a few things before G-IDOL was formed. She competed in the first season of Produce 101 and ended in 20th. She competed in the 3rd season of a reality show called Unpretty Rap Star. And she also debuted as a soloist and released a few digital singles under Cube. As for Mion, she was a trainee under YG Entertainment from 2010 to 2015, and she was actually rumored to debut as part of Blackpink, but she left the company before that could happen, so we will never know if that was actually true or not. And then Sujin was a trainee under DN Entertainment until 2015. She was supposed to debut with a group called Vividiva under the stage name NNA, but she left the company before the group's debut. So, their debut was on May 2nd of 2018 with a mini album I Am and the title track Latata. This was one that Soyeon wrote in collaboration with another producer, and they actually had a decently successful debut. This mini album debuted at 13 and peaked at number 6 on the Gaon charts, and Latata got the group their first win, which is always amazing. And the group's early success netted them rookie awards at several Korean music awards shows, and they were kind of called monster rookies for a while there because they had like mass amounts of popularity and success right off the bat. So the way this group's history is divided up makes it pretty easy to split into eras, so 2018 to 2021 is when the group had 6 members. IDOL is a bit of a unique case with their title tracks because they're all extremely diverse in genre, so it's extremely hard to put all of them into one specific category. So instead of that, we're just going to talk about the genre of each of them as we get to them. But the title tracks in this era are Han, Alone, Senorita, Uh-Oh, Oh My God, Dumdy Dumdy, and Hua. Honestly, this is just one of those groups where if you like just about anything, you will like IDOL. All right, so 2018, they released a digital single called Han Alone. This is more of a dance pop style track, but it was a huge success for the group, and it topped several domestic streaming charts in Korea. And then this is not an idol release, but idol members were involved. But League of Legends kind of made their own K-pop group during this time called KDA. And Soyeon and Mion voiced two characters of this virtual group. And they released a single called Pop Stars, and it is released to great reception. Even people who weren't really K-pop fans at the time, like myself, were kind of paying attention to this. It was just a really cool thing to see. Then in 2019, their second mini album, I Made, releases, and the title track is Senorita. As you can maybe guess from the title, this is more of a Latin pop style. Then they release another digital single called Uh-Oh. This is more of a boom bap style, and if you know what that means, you are already doing way better than I am, because I only found out that this was a thing today. Also during this time, their Japanese debut happens, and it is a mini album featuring the Japanese version of La Cha Cha and a couple of their other songs. It's decently successful in Japan. It hits number 5 on the Oricon charts, but unfortunately, the group has not had a Japanese release since 2020. And then the group participates in Queendom in their first season. And the single that they released for the finale, Lion, becomes a sleeper hit after the final episode airs. It's great. It's amazing. It's another dance pop style track. It's really majestic, I think. It really lives up to its title. However, at the end of the show, the group ends up in third place. Then we get to 2020 with their third mini album, I Trust. Their title track is Oh My God. This is more of an art pop style, and I think it's especially obvious if you watch the music video as well. And there's definitely themes of same-sex relationship happening in this song, which I'm vibing with. It's great. We love it. Then they release a single album called Dumdy Dumdy. This is more of a tropical house style. And then in 2021, they released their fourth mini album called I Burn with the title track Hua. And this was the song that I became a fan of the group at. And Hua is a Moon Baton style track. And unfortunately, not very long after this mini album comes out, some bullying allegations against Soojin arise. And it's very unfortunate because a lot of K-netizens say that she is the sweetest member of this group. So these allegations are absolutely ridiculous. But there are people who are like, I don't know, maybe this holds some weight to it. It's just a wild time for everyone involved, especially fans of the group. No one is happy with the situation. It's a giant mess. But unfortunately, because there is a huge deal surrounding public image in South Korea, Soojin goes on hiatus from the group on March 4th of that year, and then on August 14th, she officially leaves the group. She still stays under Cube for a little bit more, but her contract is terminated on March 5th of 2022. And Soojin has since debuted as a soloist under another company, so good for her for getting out while she could. Also during this time, they release Last Dance as a digital single. It comes out during Soojin's hiatus. I think they already recorded her lines before she went on hiatus, but they had other members covering her parts for it. But this was a single in collaboration with the now-defunct Universe app. So moving on, 2022 to now, it is their era of 5 members. These title tracks continue to be extremely diverse in their genres, and thematically, these all fall into very girl power and body positivity territory, which I think is just amazing and awesome and exactly what the world needs right now. It's great. It's wonderful. If that's the sort of thing you're into, highly recommend these. But these title tracks are Tomboy, Nude, Queen Card, and Super Lady. So their first release of 22 is I Never Die. It's their first full album with the title track Tomboy. This is more of a pop punk style. This was honestly the make it or break it point of idol's career. They just came hot off the heels of the bullying scandal and Soojin leaving and all of that hot mess. This was their one chance to show the world that they still have it in them, and they absolutely killed it. So there was some point choreography in Tomboy, and that became a bit of a trend on TikTok for a while. And as a result of the success of this song, they achieved a perfect all kill, which that means you are topping all of the domestic streaming charts at the same time. That is huge. That is insane. They really proved that they still got it at this point. Later that year, they released I Love. It's their fifth mini album. The title track is Nude. Interestingly enough, it is spelled with an X instead of a U, but it's still pronounced the same way. It's just a cool thing of the group. Interestingly enough, the music video for this has a not-so-subtle Banksy reference. I highly recommend watching that. But this is a cabaret-style song, and it also gets the group their second perfect all-kill of 2022, which makes them only the fourth group to have multiple perfect all-kills in the same year, which is another sign of their great and growing success. In 2023, they released their sixth mini-album, I Feel, with the title track Queen Card. This is a new rave style song. This really leans into the body positivity vibes quite a lot. It's great. The chorus kind of makes me cringe a little bit, but if you can look past that, you'd love this song. But this nets the group their third perfect all kill overall, and the mini album actually sold over 2 million copies worldwide, which is amazing. Later that year, they released their first fully English EP called Heat, which I think is really cool. And then in 2024, we have their second full album, 2. The title track is Super Lady. This absolutely blew my mind when it came out. I was just like, because Soyeon starts off singing high notes, which she's proven that she can do that because she sung the high notes in the demo of Lion, but seeing it in this song, like a fully recorded track, and Soyeon's the one doing it, really just proves that she's a freaking amazing all-rounder. Because, okay, she's the group's main rapper, she can dance, she produces like just about every song, and you're telling me that she can also sing amazing high notes? Holy crap, she's awesome! But anyways, Super Lady, it is an electro house style song. And interestingly enough, it wasn't the title track that became a sleeper hit, but it was actually a B-side called Fate. This song just went viral on TikTok, and it landed the group their fourth perfect all-kill, which makes them the first K-pop group to achieve perfect all-kills with 4 consecutive comebacks, which is just amazing. So now here we are in the present day. IDOL has proven that they are extremely successful as a group. Their rise to the heights of popularity has been just insane, even with Soojin's departure, and they really show no signs of stopping anytime soon. I seriously sit here and find myself wondering what new and cool and exciting thing they're gonna do next, because they've been doing a lot of cool stuff, and I think that they're just gonna blow me and everyone else away the next time they have a comeback, and I can't wait for it. And 3 members of the group as of now have debuted as soloists. Those are Soyeon, Yuki, and Mion. And now we are at B-side recommendation time. Like I said earlier, this is really one of those groups where if you like just about any music genre, you will like IDOL's songs. But we're still gonna point out a few specific genres just because. As per tradition, we are starting off with the ballads. We have Hear Me and Polaroid, and then they also have a power ballad in the form of Han, Alone in Winter. As for R&B songs, we have Lost and Already. Then for trap and EDM style songs, we have Love You. I'm calling this song Money Money Money, but it's actually just $3 signs. Whatever, we're gonna roll with it. And Flip It. They have a couple of dark pop songs, which just sound real cool in general, but those are Villain Dies and Sculpture. They have a few synth-style songs, Lucid and Paradise. And then they also have a handful of rock-inspired B-sides, What's Your Name, Liar, and Reset. Now we are on to my personal favorite, and I really cannot go with any other song but Dahlia. This is a B-side from I Burn, which was the last release before Soojin's hiatus and departure, and I really just think it is a lovely representation of the group in its original six-member configuration. Everyone gets their time to shine in this song, and it's genuinely very lovely to listen to, and it's super chill beats, and it's just very vibey. It's one of those things that you would just play at night, and it would feel like the perfect song to listen to, and I just love that about this song. That is all we have for you on this episode of Journeys Through K-Pop. As always, there is a link in the description of this episode with a link to a playlist with all of the songs I've talked about today. And we will see you next time with Red Velvet. Hey K-Pop fans, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please take just a moment to leave a review and share it with any friends who might enjoy it. Also, be sure to subscribe to Zange's YouTube channel, Zange DuPont. It makes me so happy to know that you're enjoying this podcast. I'll be back next week with another episode. Later!